Could any of us do it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Let's take a moment to talk about Wesley Autry, who this week was awarded New York City's Bronze Medallion by Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Mr. Autry is the construction worker and Navy veteran who was walking through the turnstile to catch the downtown local at 137th Street and Broadway Tuesday afternoon with his two daughters, ages 4 and 6, when a young man standing on the platform went into a seizure and fell onto the tracks as the number one train was coming. And Wesley Autry, with his daughters standing on the platform, turned into Jack Bauer. He jumped onto the tracks, tried to wrestle the young man away. When that didn't work, lay on top of him in the drainage trough between the electrified rails as the train passed over them both, leaving grease spots on Wesley Autry's cap. Ended up under the fifth car, at which point Autry yelled to his daughters that he was all right, and the passengers broke into applause. The difference between heroism and recklessness turned out to be about 2 inches. Afterward, he said that the real heroes are in Iraq and he just did something we should all do. Just the same, he's been dubbed the Hero of Harlem. Donald Trump is giving him $10,000, and the New York Film Academy will set up a scholarship for his girls. The young man he saved, as it turns out, was a film student there, who now has a heck of a plot for his senior project. Would you do that? Leave your own kids behind to save somebody else? He hadn't been trained to jump between subway tracks, and nobody would have criticized him if he'd just stayed put. It tells you that maybe there's some heroism programmed into every one of us, if we're brave enough to trust it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.